Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Spencer Soper. Cyber Monday turned out to be a big hit for retailers, with consumers spending more than $14 billion. Black Friday, also popular, with sales that totaled $11.8 billion. Spencer, it has been 20 years since the National Retail Federation first came up with the term Cyber Monday. So is it increasing popularity because of the way it's marketed, or are people just, you know, down with the deals?
Yeah, it's really just down with the deals. When you think about Cyber Monday, it goes way back to when people had faster internet connections at work than they did at home. And so people would do some shopping using their work connection. And that's completely irrelevant now. But people are still just conditioned to look for deals on Cyber Monday. So it's been this kind of stubborn day that's still like the biggest online spending day of the year. But we're definitely seeing this convergence where, you know, there's a lot more online shopping on Black Friday as well. And so we're just seeing people doing more shopping online throughout this period of Black Friday through Cyber Monday, as opposed to like mostly in-store shopping on Black Friday and mostly online shopping on Cyber Monday. The lines are a lot blurrier now.
I was just going to say, it all kind of blends in, right? Because, you know, for Black Friday, I was seeing email ads coming in to my account, like, you know, on Monday or Tuesday, saying, hey, Black Friday sale. I'm like, it's not here yet. And then over the weekend, they talked about Cyber Monday. So it feels like it's already being stretched out. And maybe Black Friday was like, hey, don't forget, it's a good time to buy. And over the weekend, you start looking at it, and then you actually, you know, hit the button on Monday.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So Cyber Monday is kind of known as like the last call for deals. And so some people, you know, it's a calculation by each consumer, right? They'll see a good deal maybe on Black Friday and see, okay, I better get this deal now while I can before it runs out and buy it. And other people will kind of load up their cart expecting prices to be better on Cyber Monday and pull the trigger on Cyber Monday. So you know, different strokes for different folks, but that's generally the pattern. And the Cyber Monday discounts were a little bit better than Black Friday, about, I think, 30% compared to maybe 28% on Black Friday. So not a huge difference, but a little bit better.
How do these this year's sales numbers look compared to years in the past? And is this a way that we can predict what the holiday season will look like?
Yeah, I mean, this year was kind of on par with last year. There's definitely some skimping on discounting because of tariffs. It's always difficult to look at prices, like when do you actually buy something that isn't on sale, you know, because there's always sales going on. So it's difficult to understand the full depth of it. But definitely brands and retailers had to skimp a little bit on the deals this year because of tariffs and to protect their margins. So it's but it's still pretty much on par with discounts that were offered a year ago.
Okay, speaking of tariffs, how did like Temu and Shein, how did they do? Do we track their sales as well?
Yeah, so that's a great question, because if you remember last year, Temu and Shein just kind of really roared onto the scene. They were spending a lot of money advertising. It was hard to basically get away from them if you were on your phone, and people were downloading those apps like crazy. And it was back in May that this, it's called the de minimis tariff loophole, closed. That's where you could ship any small order valued at less than $800 into the U.S. from China without paying tariffs. And so it created this big cost advantage to companies like Temu and Shein, and this new like China factory direct shipping model into the U.S. that was really popular. But since that tariff loophole is closed, it's really hurt those guys, and we're not seeing much shopping at all from Temu and Shein. So the momentum's really faded. I think Temu, it was like maybe 1 in 10 shoppers shopped on Temu this year, compared to, you know, 13% a year ago. So they're definitely kind of fading out quickly.
And that's because, you know, people are looking for those deals, right? I mean, is the price that you see online really what it is that you're paying, or when you see what the final total is going to be, you're like, whoa, let me go try Amazon?
Yeah, and with the de minimis tariff loophole, they had a huge price differentiator. You could find things for like half or less on Temu than the cost you might find on Amazon. And granted, there were a lot of jokes around, like, are you really getting the same thing? But the cost differentiation just isn't as strong as it was now that the tariff loophole has been closed.
Spencer, always great for you to break it down for us. That is Bloomberg Spencer Soper. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, check out Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.